Back in my old job, bro, there's this guy. He used to brag about going. He's like, oh, donkey show, donkey show.
What's a donkey show?
You don't know what a donkey show is?
Is it not a donkey?
Bro, it's a donkey.
What does a donkey do? Oh, fuck.
You know exactly what this donkey does. Oh, we clapped?
We've been clapped. What's up, everybody? We're here. We're back. We've been slacking a little bit. Myself more than anybody in this room. And Lindsay. I ain't gonna give me all the credit.
I know. Where's Lindsay at?
Where's Lindsay supposed to be here? Where's Lindsay at? Anyways, guys, all jokes aside, we're back. Another No Fox Given episode. We upload every Monday, and this week we missed it.
Why?
Because of me. I fucking let you down, man.
You did.
I let you down hard, and I actually felt really bad about it.
It's okay. It happens.
Tell them what I did, bro.
Okay, so
tell them what I did.
There's a guest I really wanted. I've been bugging Tanner for a while now. And then finally, Tanner was like, yeah, we can get this guest. And then you know what he does? He goes, yeah, this date works. This plan works. And he goes to Georgia. And I'm like, bruh.
We had it planned. The guest was coming from Vegas. They were already coming. And they're still going to come on the show.
Yes.
We're still going to get them. But I just felt really shitty because Maverick finally came out of his shell a little bit, and he's like, this is a good, I brought a good guest.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I know. I feel like I did not drop the ball. This is a good guest. He has great stories. He's super funny. Everyone knows him.
Anyways, we're going to get to that, but we ended up missing it. I went to see the Jake Paul versus Ben Askren fight in real life, hosted by Triller. I got to see Justin Bieber perform. It was lit. It was a great time. You know, it was fun. Here's the shitty thing about that trip. It's like, I wanted to go because, like, I wanted to make a... Well, obviously, I wanted to see the fight. Who the fuck doesn't want to see the fight?
Yeah.
But I was also thinking, like, oh, I'll make a sick vlog out of this. I'm going to be with all my influencer homies. I get to see the fight. I'll be in front row, blah, blah, blah. I'm going there. And then they text me, or Triller says, like, oh, no cameras allowed because they're recording. And then so I'm like, that seems like bullshit. Like, why would you invite a bunch of influencers when we're not allowed to film?
Yeah.
And then I leave my camera in the hotel room. I go to the fight. Everyone has fucking cameras.
No.
Everyone has cameras.
I was about to say, A-Rack snuck in.
No, everyone was filming. Everyone was making YouTube videos. Nobody gave a fuck about cameras. So I didn't go for no reason. I got to see the Jake Paul fight go down, and I got to spend the weekend out there with all those boys. That was fun.
All I know is I got scammed $50, bro. Scammed. Straight robbed.
I saw everybody saying this. All my friends were posting on their stories saying this. Why? Why do you feel like you got scammed? Because I was there. I didn't even see the live stream.
Because I wanted to... Okay, first of all, the amount of like music videos and just like... whatever, it's like, okay. And then finally the fight's happening. You're like, yes. Okay, I'm stoked for this fight. It's over in like 59 seconds. And you're just like, I paid $50 to see that. I could see that clip on Instagram, on Twitter, the full fight, literally from start to finish, 59 seconds.
So that's why you feel like you got scammed?
Yes. As soon as the fight was over, went straight to Twitter, the entire clip was right there. And I was like,
but it wasn't because like the filming or the lighting, like you think the stream was good? Did you watch it all or you just waited?
No. Oh, I watched all the way till Justin Bieber performed and then the fight. And the fight was a little grainy, but I mean, at the end of the day, it was like, I was watching it on the phone in the car on my way to LA. So it was like,
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. But I wanted to go in. Do you think that fight was rigged? Like real talk.
Bro. I was with Logan and George and Greg Paul, and like that whole circle right before the fight, and all everyone was saying, and it's funny because we didn't think that anybody would say that it was rigged.
Because like, think about how fast he got knocked out.
No,
bro.
I know, but we were all saying like, oh, I wonder what everyone's going to say when Jake beats his ass. Like when Jake wins, what is everyone going to say? Because every time there's been comments.
Yeah.
And everyone was already saying before the fight even happened, everyone's like, oh, everyone's already going to say, Go fight a boxer.
Who cares?
We knew that was going to be said.
Jake's not like Jake's a fighter, but he's has three fights. Like obviously he's not a professional.
No,
and I think everyone realizes that.
But listen, it being rigged, I mean, it's not like it's impossible, but like think of how fucking unlikely that it, what I can see happening is Ben, you know, getting in the clout, getting the fame, getting the money and just like not trying. But like how do you fake
you're
hit that hard.
I know, but
I was literally right there. I was like in front of it. Like I saw it 10 feet in front of me.
No, like he just got paid to lose. Like, hey, bro, you're gonna just take an L.
That would be some high level shit.
You're right. He didn't
like
get paid
really
enough.
Think about it. I mean, I don't know what Hollywood people would Jake be working with if that was fake. But they,
you're right.
He'd be in the Illuminati, bro.
Who's trying to get embarrassed
if
bad?
If he's fighting a event that big, bro, you got to be in the Illuminati, bro. Like, I'm playing.
Right, but think about it. Ben works with junior hires he's a wrestling coach for junior hires. Like, he's probably, like, junior hires are ruthless, bro. He's probably, like, he did not want to lose. Like, you're just getting all the names,
oh,
all the
God,
jokes.
God, that's actually true, bro. But these kids aren't going to talk shit to Ben at his school, bro. Exactly. So how could it be rigged? Because why would Ben want to lose?
Yeah,
why
would Ben? Yeah.
But then again, I heard from the inner circle that Ben got paid multi-millions.
Yeah, I think it was like 5 mil. I don't know.
I didn't hear an exact number, but I heard, he made millions, like, while we were there at the fight. So, you know, hats off to him. And, like, if we're watching back on the locker room footage, like, Jake was super focused, stretching, talking about what he's about to do, blah, blah, blah. Ben was literally talking about the price of crypto dropping the day of the fight.
Yeah, he just was, like, so nonchalant about everything. Even in, like, his prior interviews on Impulsive, he was just kind of like, if Jake's a good boxer, he'll beat my ass.
See, maybe it was like the thing where Ben got hit and then he didn't want to continue the fight. Like, he got hit once and he's like, okay, I don't even want to continue trying to fight because, like, this is embarrassing enough already. Because I saw people say, like he gave a fake wobble when he stood up because he got hit once. And then remember he stepped forward and he's like, ugh.
Yeah. He got hit in the nose. And when you get hit in the nose, your senses go black.
Yeah, eyes start watering. You can't see. And then Jake explained it in the interview, I think on Impulsive. And then he came in with, like, the blind over the hand, over the head, right?
Yeah. Anyone's going to get dropped from
bashed
that.
Bashed him. So I don't think it was fake. I mean, it was such a fucking, that was a cool event being there. I mean, I'm trying to think.
Bro, you saw your dad, yo, bro. Your dad.
Not up close, though. Not my real dad.
No.
But my dad.
Your dad, bro.
I saw Justin Bieber for the first time in real life. And I honestly did not want to meet him. Like, dude, there was a point where this one guy, I don't know if he was capping. He gave me, like, mad Azadi vibes.
Oh, okay.
But
what does that mean for the people that don't know?
It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
But he's like, oh, yeah, I got keys to the suite. I got keys to the suite. We're all in, like, this, like, the arena where the fight was. He's like, I got keys to this suite where all the celebrities are, blah, blah, blah. Oh, come with me. We're like, all right, bet. We start following this guy. And then we're walking. And then these cops are like, hey, you can't go down those stairs. And then he's like, oh, bro, all right, we'll go this way. Starts walking down the hall more. We're me and Maverick, me and George or Logan. We're all like, what is this guy like? What's going on? We keep walking. The cops stop him again. They're like, yo, buddy, what are you doing? Start interrogating him. We're like, just like fade away in the background. We just dip. But then he comes back and then he's like, hey, bro. He's like, hey, you just come with me, bro. Cause like, I think it was cause we had too many people. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't know what this guy's saying to me. So we go to this like really, really nice suite and he was flexing to me saying like, oh, you want to meet Bieber? And I dead ass told him, I was like, oh, I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
So we're walking and I'm like, hey, hold on, bro. Where are we going? Like, where are we going? And for a slight second, I thought we were going to like that.
And you don't know this guy.
But listen, no, I don't know this guy, but it was the funniest shit. It was the funniest shit. He used me to get past the security because it looked better with me and just me, right? Because he's like, oh, he's just chauffeuring me. He's trying to get me to a place real quick. So we go past the security. We go into this like, it's like the owner suite of like the stadium. Massive, like it's like a hotel of itself. It's crazy, bro. So we get through, go into like the main room, and he just goes straight for the snacks and just like loads up on all these like really like gourmet sandwiches and gets all the drinks. He's like, you want anything? Gets all this stuff. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like, hey, bro, I gotta get back. So I'm gonna mob back. But I didn't meet Justin Bieber. I did see him perform.
Which is pretty impressive.
50 feet away.
Wait, but something like that.
Alongside 400 other people. So it wasn't that special.
No, but it was still like a private event.
Yeah, no, it was.
No, but something like that's happened to you before. Remember the first time you went to Jake Paul's house? You showed up and some guy was like going in with you, acting like a YouTuber.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I actually have a Snapchat of that.
Really?
Way back in the day, 2016, 2017, I show up at Jake Paul's house. This is like early vlogging days. This guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, bro, did Chase text you back? And that's Jake's friend. So I was like, no, he didn't text me. I'm here to see Jake. He's like, oh, okay, that's chill. I'm like, oh, he's probably a homie.
Yeah.
Anyways, follows me in there, ends up talking to every person in the house, like having a conversation. He ends up having a conversation with my girlfriend at the time. So I go up to Jake. I'm like, yo, who's this guy, bro? He's like being kind of sus to my girl. And then he's like, I thought he was with you. And then, anyway, ended up kicking the dude out. But yeah, I don't know. Back to the Justin Bieber thing. Like, do you feel like you'd want to meet your idol?
No, well, usually when you meet your idol, you get let down.
That's what I mean. And that's like, that's genuinely, like, that's genuinely, I feel like the only person I even remotely look up to, like, in a way like that.
Yeah, we copy his swag, his drip, his whole vibe, his aura. Like, that's someone, like, he's, we definitely idolize
him. He's just, like, literally one of the GOATs. And I just feel like there's nobody else I would ever, like, look up to even enough. Like, I don't really look up to anybody else. I don't think I would, except for, like, maybe a father figure type of person, but not, like, a celebrity. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I was just, like, I kind of am glad I didn't meet him. I don't need to. I don't.
It'll happen.
I don't need to. I don't know. I don't feel any urge to, but it was cool to see him perform. Low-key shitting. Yeah, that would be scary. I feel like I'd shit my pants. In all honesty, like, I am one of the best people at playing it cool, bro.
No, even when you were, like, went FaceTime live with him or Instagram live with him.
I did not play it cool.
Yeah, you did. You controlled that, like, whole conversation. You're like, hey, bro, quick. I'm a big fan. I'm in a Tesla right now. Or whatever. You just made it seem like you were in charge.
See, no, I think I fucked up. Because one time, guys, no Fox Given viewers, we're on a live stream with Justin Bieber. Me and Maverick in the car, bro. And as soon as that phone call hung up, bro, I was like, oh, fuck. But this is what I'm saying. I'm usually really good at, like, I don't actually care. It's not even me being good at it. I just genuinely normally don't care. And I'm not fazed by things. But, like, I don't know what. He's Justin Bieber, bro. Like, I feel like I'm allowed to be, like, kind of starstruck by him, right?
Since before vlog days, that was, like, the guy we'd all be, like...
That was been the celebrity of our generation. If you're listening right now and you're not a fan...
Yeah, no, we'd all used to, like, hate on him, talk shit on him. I never deep down, you're, like, I'm a true Bieber
fan. I never did, bro. I openly supported that fucker on YouTube since 2014.
No, before that, like, when One Time came out, Baby came out. When it was the most disliked video on YouTube.
Yeah, we all talk shit.
We all like, he's gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, we're like, I kind of want to be him. We copied his haircut. We copied everything, bro. Everything.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber, man. But the live stream, when we went on the live stream with him, bro, I feel like I fucked up because I was like, hey, bro, I have Drew. I didn't know what to say. I have Drew stuff.
Yeah, but, like, you're just showing him you support him. You're a fan.
No, genuinely do. Fucking sick guy.
Yeah,
super. He's fucking legend, bro.
Okay.
Legend. Not even to gas him up too much. He just is.
Yeah, anyways. He really is. Okay.
We're talking about him because I saw him live, okay, guys? I saw him live.
It's a big deal.
That's why we're talking about him.
It's a big deal.
That's part of the event.
It's a big deal to you. We went on our double date the other day. My girl was saying, like, dude, Tanner looks so much happier. And I was like, he does. He just got a little bit of pep in his step, you know?
No, but I think that's, like, when I hang out with people, I just, like, my problems become, like, so minuscule. Like, bro, I was literally having an anxiety attack before filming this podcast. The second I sat in the seat, once I put myself, like, oh, okay, I'm doing this now.
Yeah.
Like, I just, my feelings can wait. But when I'm by myself, I'm, like, I get maybe in my head more.
Yeah, I get that.
But also, I could see that, too. Like, I probably was happy. I mean, I was happier.
Yeah, you're in your zone. You're with someone you want to spend time with.
Yeah.
You're doing something you want to do. You've been talking about, you're like, bro, we got to go to double date. That's something you always say. Like, all my friends got girlfriends. I want to go on double dates.
Yeah, but I don't have a girlfriend. But we went on a double date, though. That was lit. Hey, yeah, that was lit.
That was our first double date together.
Ever, huh?
Yeah.
In our life.
Is that crazy?
Damn, I like that. Let's talk about that then.
What?
Let's talk about the double date because that was funny. Me, okay, follow up.
Oh my gosh.
This is actually funny, bro. Follow up from our last episode. We were talking how I invited this girl to go to an abandoned train first date.
So, second date?
Get this, guys.
Where do we go?
Tell them.
We go to an abandoned cave.
Seriously. Dead ass.
And then. So Tanner was like, should we meet at my house or your house? And I was like, no, we're going to your house because I didn't want to drive, right? So I'm like, if I drive to Temecula, homie's going to have to drive. And then Tanner...
I thought the same thing because I know how he works.
Three steps ahead of me.
Goes, I made sure my Tesla was dead.
Yes. So he's like, hey, you got to take your car. And I was like, no.
Unless you want to wait 7 hours for my Tesla to charge.
So we ended up driving to Julian for this abandoned cave. And we get there and... Now there's so many no trespassing signs. There's always been no trespassing signs, but now there's like way more than usual.
And by the way.
So I'm just getting bad vibes because I'm driving. I don't want my car getting towed or anything like
that. We're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, by the way. Like we're in the middle of a forest.
In the sticks
off like a little tiny like shoulder pullover. And then there's like these trespassing signs.
Yeah, no cell phone reception, nothing. And so the whole time, like, in the spot we usually park where it's hidden the trees, it was all, like, rained out. So we had to park literally right in front of the gate that said no trespassing. And so the whole time I was like, no, I don't know how I'm feeling about this, Tanner. And then you're like, dude, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. Which we were.
And it was really funny because me and the girl I was with were like super stoned. And you two were completely sober.
Yeah.
And usually the people that are stoned are really paranoid.
Oh, it was reverse.
And then reverse. But like Maverick and his girl were extremely paranoid and they didn't want to go in the cave. So me and my
friend.
We went all the way to the cave ourselves. It's like a mile and a half hike, climbing a mountain. And so we did it, and Maverick stayed up by. It was so funny because for me, I finally got to see that. I was like, oh, I was like, you guys are the same person.
That works.
Was the first time I seen you and your girl. I was like, oh, like they make
it
sense.
It makes sense.
Because they were just both stressing the fuck out for no reason. Like, I don't know. This. I just think we should go back. I'm like, guys, I'm like, you want to go wait in the car and we'll go? And that's what we ended up doing. So yeah. that was our second date. We went to an abandoned cave.
Yeah, it was
great. Great follow up.
It was a beautiful lake, a little pond thing we saw.
Oh,
it was pretty.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All the lilac was out and it was blossoming. So it just was. It was pretty cool vibes. If you like, always after you remember all the good stuff, you know. All right, so Tanner, why have you been slacking on YouTube?
This is an important thing that I want to cover. Because all my like super fans, all my people listening right now, you'll notice I have been slacking a lot more on my personal YouTube channel, and we've honestly been slacking a little bit on the podcast here. One thing we're gonna get into in the future of this episode is I want to talk about smoking weed and how I've quit now.
You think that's what affected it a lot? Why you haven't been posting?
I think it has a big effect on my mental health, which I want to get into, and I think that was part of it. And then obviously like the boxing match is super important to me. And like I'm getting paid to do that. So like technically I could do nothing for the next 2-3 months and be completely fine. Like I could literally just do nothing but train and I would be well off. So I think like that factored in. But yeah, I don't know. I've been posting on YouTube for so many years, like 4 years straight, 5 years straight. This is the first time I've actually, like, been completely okay with not posting. Like, the first time I actually feel...
Because it's a good excuse.
Like, this is a good excuse, and I'm getting paid to box again. Again, I'll say that 1,000 times, because that's why I'm doing it. And it's because, it's like, for my mental health, it's good to work out. But it feels so nice, because my brain literally developed... I've said this in a past YouTube video. Like, all I've ever done is stress about YouTube in the next video, the next video, and the next video. And... I don't know, just being able to have an excuse to not do it has been really nice. And I also think it's making me fall back in love with it more. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to come on here either and make like false promises, but like, I really do plan on, getting like heavily back into posting on YouTube. And then the podcast here, we've been kind of slacking on this because, well, we said we missed the guest last week. So we missed Monday's episode and then I had to go to Atlanta. So here we are filming this one. And then we're going to film a special guest episode today as well. But yeah, my YouTube, like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting YouTube by any means. It's just like, I hope the people that are maybe mad at me for not posting just understand that, you know, I'm a kid like you guys, and I'm training for the fight. And
you've never had, like, an actual official, like, break. Even when you take your breaks, you're still filming on the side. But I feel like right now is, like, when you're actually just, like, okay with not doing anything.
And figuring out stuff I like.
Yeah.
Like, we go fishing.
Oh, so
and I'm
much.
Like, I like going fishing. Like, I actually, this is fun. This is something I could come back and vlog.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I enjoy doing this. We've been catching a fuck ton of fish. We've been putting them in our fish tanks. Like, literally stealing pets from the wilderness.
That is our new favorite
hobby. Is that
fucked
up? Is that fucked up to do? I don't think so.
No, that is.
Where do pet stores get fish?
They breed them inhumanely. Yeah. Will you?
We take them out of the hood.
Exactly. We take them out of the hood and we feed them nice. We feed them great food. Mm. 3 meals a day. Maybe not 3 meals a day, like 1 meal a day.
So anyway, we've been trying to enjoy life a little bit more. And I don't know. I think I could just go straight into the weed thing. I wanted to talk about that. I stay away from talking about drugs. And I know we talked briefly on them in a couple episodes. But my biggest thing and why I stress, and I feel like why so many people stress of like avoiding even talking about them smoking nicotine or smoking weed is because younger kids look up to them. And when younger kids... see cool kids like us if that's what you want to say, doing it, they think it's cool to do it.
Yeah,
but that's I want to come on here. Sorry,
that's the worst. Is I hate when people say like, "Well, Maverick does it. Well, Tanner does it, so it's okay."
Yeah. So let me be the person that has done it, and let me enlighten you, younger kids that are listening right now. Maybe you've never smoked weed before. Maybe this will change your mind, and hopefully you'll never want to.
I know, but you're always like influenced by rap songs or who you're around.
Of course. And then your friend maybe says, "Oh, I have anxiety and I started smoking weed and it made me feel better." So then you think, "Oh, I have anxiety. Oh, maybe if I smoke weed, it'll make me feel better." All these mixed thoughts. But, to get like completely raw, when I was like 17, I started smoking weed. I probably like smoked weed nearly every day until I was like 20, which was July of 2020. I quit smoking weed July 2020 to December. So for like 6 months, I stopped. And that was like the first time I stopped since I started.
Yeah.
And I found so much benefits from it. Me personally, weed actually makes my appetite completely worse. Like it reverses it. Like I don't get hungry all day. And then I eat so much at night that I'm not hungry the next like three quarters of the day until the night. And it's just like this unhealthy cycle. And I can't, like I'm not eating consistently. I start like staying up really late. I start distancing myself from friends. You start becoming like content with doing nothing. Cause you know what I mean? You do so much and then it becomes comfortable. And then you're like, "Oh, I don't need to do anything else. Like I'm kind of fine just continuing to do this."
And it's not like you're not making money. It's not like,
exactly,
you're doing everything you should be doing.
Yeah. And again, and I'm not saying it's like this crazy drug addiction problem. It's like people smoke weed, you know, it's chill. I can function. I can drive to fucking Vegas right now if I was stoned. Like
we don't recommend that, but
no, I'm not saying I recommend that, but I'm not, that's kind of a major drug problem, but it was an issue for me personally, and it affects everybody differently. And I think that's important for people to know. And I just had really bad, I had bad appetite problems, and that was causing my mental health to have a lot of problems. I would literally wake up, and I did today because I'm literally on day three of quitting smoking weed. I'm done with it again. I want to be completely sober for my fight, but like I wake up in the morning just flooded with anxiety because the night before your thoughts are so scattered. You have no time to kind of think your day through, like all these thoughts. And also smoking weed so much, you build up all your problems and you never face them.
Yeah. You just kind of mask them. You hide
Polo G song. He's like, smoke weed, hide behind my insecurities, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is so true. You smoke weed and you hide behind your insecurities and you hide behind the things that you know you should go and fix. And you also, in your brain, make everything such a bigger deal than it actually is. I don't know if you other stoners do that, but like even as far as thinking to go make a bowl of cereal sounds like the fucking end of the world sometimes.
Yeah.
When it's like, you're just, I don't know, just go make a fucking bowl of cereal. The way I can describe it is like, it kind of feels like your personality gets kind of separated and you're like in your brain watching yourself make decisions.
Yeah.
Like you're like kind of observing. Rather than the two people morphing into one and then being here, what we are right now. So anyways, I would wake up just like flooded with anxiety. I'd be stressing out. And then also, and then my mental health has become really important to me too. So I'll be like, you know, like fuck money. Like I've kind of gotten past that. When I was like 17, it was really cool and I bought all the cool cars. I've kind of gotten past that where I'm like, you know, like, no, I'm not going to upload a YouTube video today because I'm mentally fucked up. Like, I don't feel right in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to push myself to go make a YouTube video. Like, why would I do that? So then I started kind of prioritizing my mental health more. Because I was smoking weed, my mental health is getting worse. And then obviously, naturally, I want to prioritize my mental health. So then I'm just like wasting even more time. But yeah, I don't know why I wanted to come on here and speak that. I'm quitting now. I stopped again. So like, I think that was kind of a problem why the podcast was starting to slack off the deep end a little bit, just because like I said, like you said, I'm making money, like I don't need to do anything else. And that was my mindset, which I didn't like, and I strive to accomplish things. And I thought about it last night, and I really don't feel like I have a purpose in life unless I have something to accomplish. And so I was just kind of like training myself to sit there like a dead piece of meat, I felt like, and I wasn't thriving to accomplish anything. And that's just kind of how I get complacent, like you normally do. And I don't know, for me, I feel like I'm really intuitive with like myself, and I know how I feel about things, and I know what will make me higher perform or underperform, et cetera. So I finally fucking stopped. I was just like, yo, this is a problem. Like, and this is another thing. You go to quit, and then your other personality makes up like
excuses too.
Nah, bro. Why? What are you talking about, bro?
It's not even that big of a deal.
You're killing it. You don't need to stop. Bro, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You're by yourself. You could smoke right now. No one know. What's it going to do to you? One puff. It's not going to hurt your lungs. Like, it literally, and you're like, 10 minutes ago, I was beating myself up about fucking, like, this is bad, and I know it's bad for me. But anyways, I hope people can relate to that. And try to make a hard decision if you feel deep down, your body tells you, like, really. It really does. I know you're the opposite of a pot smoker. You've never been a fucking stoner.
Yeah, it's just, whenever I've tried ever smoking weed, it's just, like, I get anxiety. I'm like, bro, I'm doing something wrong right now. And that's all I'm thinking. I'm doing something wrong right now.
Yeah, like, this is bad. I don't need this. So, I just wanted to say that to, like, hopefully people can relate to it. Maybe they're at home, they're kind of going through the same thing and they just couldn't pull the trigger. Try it out. Like, it's like, just remember, life has no rush. Just take your fucking time. Yeah. And that's basically all I wanted to say. And transitioning, Maverick, I know you don't like that much to opening up on the podcast sometimes, but bro, I be exposing the fuck out of myself.
You do.
I expose the fuck out of myself.
You really do.
I would like to, like, you don't even like talking about your girlfriend, and I give you that. That's your life. I don't try to go there unless you, like, let us.
Yeah, of course.
But Maverick, I'm extremely proud of you, bro, because you made a fucking huge decision this week, and I want you to tell the people about it.
Not this week. Two weeks ago.
3 weeks ago already?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
It has been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
Tell them, bro. I'm extremely proud of you.
But first, a word from our sponsor. You guys, this summer is going to hit a little different because we're finally starting to get back outside and see the homies again. No matter where your adventures may take you, bring the comfort and style of Mack Weldon along for the ride.
And trust me, your closet is going to thank you. Whether it's their hoodies, polos, or active shorts, everything in the Mack Weldon collection mixes and matches seamlessly to fit in with other trendy products you have. Their styles are versatile for everyday life and provide a wide range of customized fabric. Mack Weldon offers an awesome loyalty program and has a guarantee if you do not like your underwear, you get to keep them and still get a refund. No questions asked. You know me, I'm up to everything from scootering, training for the fight, and traveling. Me and Maverick both went ahead and ordered ourselves the Mack Weldon Ace Sweatpants and Air Knit Boxers.
I got the gray sweatpants because my girl be bugging, bro.
They are awesome. I like my sweatpants to be soft and, most importantly, comfortable. And these did that plus more. For 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com/nofox and enter the promo code nofox. That's macweldon.com/nofox. Promo code nofox for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. So back when I was like 16, 17, vaping was the wave, bro. Like, before the Juul, like, I saw, like, I don't know, I've always been enticed with people smoking from watching shows growing up. The cool guy always had the cigarette in his mouth, but you grow up knowing cigarettes are bad. And then vaping comes out, and you're thinking, oh, this isn't bad. It's vegetable glycerin. It's natural. It's whatever. Not natural, but, like, healthier.
Right.
It's not going to kill me. And so started vaping, which is, like, the dumbest thing in the world when you say it out loud. Like, oh, you're a vapor. But whatever, it's the trend. And then me being a terrible friend, hook every friend on it that I've ever came in contact with it. And then obviously vapes get better as in, like, the nicotine gets more addictive as you get older, because it goes from just normal, whatever, vaping to salt nicotine, which is so addicting. And now we're on these Juuls, and then Juuls turned into puff bars.
Puff bars turn into hype bars, and hype bars turn into Novos.
Yeah, bro, but from like 16 to like 24, I'm 24 now, I've been vaping, and then like every day, and just like normal, you just hit it normally, like you actually, whatever, because there's no inconvenience to it. You can hit it on an airplane, you can hit it on a car ride, like you can, there's
everywhere, bro.
Everywhere. You can nonstop do it all day long. It's not like you need to leave the house to go to hit a cigarette. It's convenient, it's there, it's easy, and I was watching a TikTok, and this TikTok said, like, this is your sign to quit vaping. And I was like, usually when, like, you see,
bro, that's so funny. That was literally you too.
Yeah.
That's the reason I quit weed.
Really?
It was because I was having this overwhelming thought of, like, I need to stop. And I opened TikTok. First TikTok said, tomorrow's 420. Everyone, like, take a tolerance break after 420.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. That's just funny.
So, did you get...
That's why I stopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's super proud of you. Did you have fun on 420, though? Get that
yeah,
last
got it
urge
out.
Out?
I got it out. I tried to do as much of it as I can out.
That's good. But yeah.
I'm going to miss it. But I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's better. Right now I miss it.
But it's been so hard to quit. I've been 3 weeks now, which is insane. because it's like, this is how I like the perfect analogy. It's like running a race or doing something super active in the sun and you're dehydrated, you're sweating, and someone hands you some lukewarm water.
Or milk.
Or some milk. And you're just like, I guess this is going to quench my thirst, but it's not what I want.
And Maverick's talking about the Zyns or like the substitutes to vaping because he's getting off of the act of smoking. Like, guys, as Maverick's friend, like Maverick got, like he said, he got everyone into vaping. Like this dude, he's been known in the friend group. He just always got a mint vape.
But it's not like I've been like, hey, you need to hit this. But
it's just your own addiction.
But yeah, so then people justify like, hey, Maverick does it, so it's not that bad. Because I was always known as like the church kid, the easy kid, the kid that does everything right growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree?
I agree 100%.
And so they're like, oh, Maverick's doing it. It's not that big of a deal now. And then so that's what then my friends hop on it like subconsciously just because they see me around it and you are who you hang around with.
Yeah.
And so it's been the toughest time.
Quit. Day one, you quit. Run me through that.
Oh, I was just having so bad headaches. But luckily, I drove to LA, and then the whole drive, I don't know LA area, and I was like, had to go work on my car, so I was like, if I just get to the shop, and once I'm at the shop, I'm too embarrassed to be like, I'm gonna go leave for a vape shop, because like the owner of the shop that I'm at would be like, are you in high school? Like, what are you doing? So then I just was working on my car all day, and by the time I was done, it was 10 o'clock at night. Good thing all vape shops are closed, so I can't go buy another one. And so like, but the whole drive, I was like, just feeling it, because I was just doing cold turkey, no nothing. And then after like the third day, because it takes 3 days to get nicotine out of your system, Tanner's like, you need to just try the Zyns, bro. Try the Zyns. And I was like, all right.
You were low-key fucking freaking.
Yeah, I was. I was just like, your patience disappears once you quit.
My patience this morning from stopping smoking weed was not there.
Bro, your patience disappears. Like, you just can't stand anything. You snap easier. You get pissed off for something you shouldn't get pissed off about. And then now that I'm like, I don't know, I feel like 3 weeks, it's out of my system now. The habit's getting better. Like, you still feel like that urge, but it's like definitely not as strong as those first 3 days. Those first 3 days were a nightmare.
What do you think the things that like saved you getting through it? Like,
I just like constant, luckily, like I was at the shop just building my car and just kept on building my car. But what sucks is like, I would have these little habits where once I finished like a little task, I would go to like a back corner or something like that and like hit it under my shirt. And so I would do that. I'd walk over to the corner, reach my pocket and be like, damn, it's not there. And I couldn't go leave because like I need to go finish my car and I didn't want to be that guy that's like, oh, I'm gonna go to a vape shop or something like that. So I just like was like, oh, I'll just hop back in my car. I'll just hop in back in my car and just busted out my entire car. Car's almost done. Like everything's completely done. I just need to put it back together now. So I'm super stoked on that. And I think that's been my saving grace. Just finding something I could just full-heartedly dive in and not sitting on the house, sitting on the couch being lazy.
And it's funny because I've been slacking heavily on YouTube the last couple months, focusing on my fight, mental health. Maverick has done the complete opposite. Maverick has just been thriving on YouTube.
Well, because like I'm like, because all the time you're in my
Monster
ear.
Monster Mav on YouTube.
I know. I've been debating whether I should change it to Maverick Leonard.
I think you should.
You think I should?
What do you guys think? Maverick Leonard, which is his name?
Or Monster Mav. I've had Monster Mav since I was like started Instagram back in 2013. But
I think Maverick Leonard, because that's you, you know? I'm Tanner Fox, you're Maverick Leonard.
I've been getting comments saying like, hey, it's been hard to find your YouTube channel because I typed in Maverick Leonard, nothing popped up.
If you could just make it Maverick, bro.
Yeah, but you do that? Logan Paul bought that name. Thank you, dude.
No, not
for
on YouTube.
Name.
Not on YouTube.
Yeah, he bought it. Oh, yeah.
You can have multiple channel names with this.
Oh,
name.
Just Maverick? Yeah. There's a YouTuber. I'm giving this guy some credit. Mav. Okay.
I haven't heard of him.
You haven't heard of him? He's like has like a half a million subscribers on YouTube. He's another Maverick that's been killing it. He's been doing camping videos.
Camping videos.
Yeah, but like he'd be doing it right, bro. He'd be taking some girls on some camping trips. He'd be doing some lit camping videos. Like,
oh, did I?
Yeah, bro. So shout out Mav. But
we want to go camping.
Yeah, man. He really, someone was like, put on some Mav. And I was like, damn, I'm popping like that? Like one of our friends like put on some Mav and then. Not what I thought it was me, and it wasn't me.
Damn. Okay. So what's your angle with your YouTube content? I feel like you've kind of decided on your image, like what you're trying to do on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, because like all the YouTube videos I watch are car videos, and like
that's your passion.
That's what I like. Yeah, I love cars.
Really good at.
I love working on them. I love driving them. It's just fun. And then I feel like because of that, even just going up to John's shop, Entice Motorsports, I've met so many people. Like the owner of Crooks and Castles was at the shop the other day getting his car worked on. That's crazy. Like, it just opens up opportunity. And plus, being in LA, everyone is in LA.
Yeah.
And which is what I hate.
You've been really able to like slowly start figuring out your own little thing.
Yeah. Hopefully,
you don't have to work all the time.
Yeah. Hopefully, it picks up. Like, you still get discouraged because I'll like watch my two videos and I'll get like 1,000 views, 2,000 views, which is okay. Like, I'm so thankful that you guys are watching my videos. Like, from the bottom of my heart, it's crazy that even 1,000 people are watching if you look at it from perspective. But I think being my friend, it's like I'm so used to seeing your views of 200K, yeah. 500K, a million. And so I'm thinking, oh, I can get a million. And then it doesn't work like that. Yeah. So,
but listen, you also know that if you did a certain title, which you've done in the past, your video would get 100,000 views.
Yeah, that
you know what I mean? But you're making a certain kind of content that you want to be one day known for.
Yeah, because like I'd rather have the Danny Duncan fan that you can title the video
some bullshit.
Literally like hopping up and down three times. And that's gonna get 2 million views.
That just takes time.
Yeah, it just takes time. It takes consistency. I'm trying to at least upload once a week. I've been doing twice a week just because I've been ahead of myself because of how often I've been going up to LA to work on my car. But goal is once a week, but so far I've been getting lucky doing twice a week. Hopefully it picks up and hopefully I can notice I've been getting better at editing and talking. I still so brand new to it. Like, just thinking of how I'm going to put together the video. Cause I start filming and then I'm like, oh, I forgot to talk. I forgot to explain this. I forgot to explain that. So,
but every upload you're getting better.
Yes.
That's the most important thing, bro. I try to tell people.
Yeah.
You just have to make more videos.
Yes. You just got to keep uploading. If I'm doing it, anyone can do it. Cause like if anything, you see my channel, you see 60,000 subscribers, which is awesome. But then you see 1,000 views and you're like, that doesn't look right. But whatever. It's just going to get better. It's just going to get, the more you upload, the more views you'll get.
Right. And the better you can make your content because you can judge it for yourself.
Yes.
You can watch it back and be like, oh, that was cringy when I did that. I'm never doing that again.
Oh, 100%. I have a million of those.
Yeah.
A million of those. Because the videos that worked for you, I was like, oh, I can copy this. And then like, it just wasn't me. Yeah. It just wasn't my personality.
Dude, have you heard about The Hype House?
No.
On Netflix.
The Hype House? Oh, I've seen that.
You see
with
this
Alex
today?
Warner and
this just
James
came
Charles.
Out.
No, no, no. What about the one where like Alex Warner was like teaching someone how to be an influencer?
That was a YouTube original series.
Oh, okay.
This is a Netflix show like The Kardashians.
Why? Why would they do I feel like you're making so much more money on Hype House than like uploading on YouTube than you would on Netflix?
I'd be curious the deal, but they just announced it today. Full official Hype House show, all the members of Hype House. That's kind of crazy, dude.
Who's all in it? Is Charlie and Dixie still in there?
I don't think so. Okay. They have like their own show. I'm pretty sure they have their own. Dude, they're doing all these fucking shows.
Well, I guess because they're trying to reach. Netflix is trying to turn into the new YouTube.
They're trying to remake the Kardashians.
I think because they dropped the ball with David Dobrik. David Dobrik was trying to do that with his friend group, just like the Vlog Squad House, right? And then just upload all his vlogs on Netflix. But like they'd be like 24 minutes or 30 minutes.
Dude, David Dobrik really fell off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah, well, when you take an L that hard, he'll bounce back so hard.
I know. I think he's just waiting. He doesn't even feel like he even needs to. But that does suck, bro. He really just came out with his brand new house.
Yeah. He uploaded it for the first time. It was a big deal.
And then that whole shit happened. And then it's already seems like it's forgotten about.
No. Because like.
Not the thing. Not the thing. I just mean like that whole part of social media.
Yeah.
Felt like 3 years ago.
Internet moves so fast.
Isn't it crazy, bro?
I will admit, Jeff Wittick is being so, he's the only one in the vlog squad pumping content.
Yeah, he exposed how he hurt his face.
Yeah.
Which I finally saw, and it was fucking brutal.
He made sure to hit every podcast channel to.
I'll tell you guys right now so you don't have to waste your time watching a 30-minute fucking documentary about getting hurt one time. I fucking split my head open and post that shit on TikTok immediately. This dude was on a fucking excavator. Did you see this clip?
No.
You don't know how it happened?
No.
Oh, man. All right. So you know like the Devin Supertramp type of videos where they got the excavator, like the big like thing with the crane that
yes.
they scoop dirt with? So David's driving it. They're trying to swing it around. Like, they're trying to swing a rope around so you swing on it, right?
Yeah.
So in the video, like Corinna Kopp gets on it. Like David's like fucking with her. She starts swinging. It gets kind of sketchy. She gets all mad at David. She's like, get me down, blah, blah. Gets off. Jeff's like, oh, I'll do it. Gets on. David starts swinging the fuck, and this is a big crane. Like, this is a pretty big size crane. David starts swinging the fuck out of it, so he's like all the way out. But then this is the problem. So he swings it like maybe 90 degrees, stops it. And like, if you don't keep rotating it, you're not going to keep spinning around the crane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He stopped it. So the rope just went straight into the side of the excavator, slammed it. He gets knocked unconscious, falls into the water. They only show a really small clip of that. They haven't dropped the third episode of the little documentary. But there's just like blood in the water. And then they were all saying how they were freaking out and they were in the middle of nowhere. And like, it was just fucked, bro. But like, brutal.
You see those videos all the time on like ridiculousness.
Like, fucking cringes me out, bro. I hate to see that.
Yeah. Watching injuries are like the best, but the worst. Hey, you're in this like crypto group chat with a bunch of famous YouTubers.
Not really. We were talking about SafeMoon, bro, but now SafeMoon's apparently sus.
What? Why?
I don't know. Keemstar said on Twitter, he said, "I'm getting out of SafeMoon."
No way.
Yes, bro. But this is what sucks, okay?
You went through hoops to invest in that.
But you hear it's stupid? Remember that night I was like, all right, I'm doing this.
Yes.
So it was like 11 at night. And I was like about to buy. SafeMoon is like a new cryptocurrency. It's one of those like stupid Elon Gate, Dogecoin, one of those bullshit things. I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm just telling you what I did. So I was going to buy this coin called SafeMoon. And I would like made the account, all the shit. And then I had to get my like bank account attached to it so I could withdraw money to like buy the actual coin.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then so I called my mom and she was asleep because she goes to bed at 9:30. So I was like, oh, fuck. I can't like connect my bank account. She has like all my information at the other house. So I ended up just like not doing it. I texted her and I was like, hey, here's all my information. Can you sign into this account? And like when you wake up, withdraw money or whatever, or set up the bank account. I woke up the next morning and that shit had like tripled.
Damn.
From the night before.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
So I would have made hella money, but it's okay.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. It happens all the time. And this is the thing. People get like caught up in like the Bitcoins and the Dogecoins. It's like, guys, these will forever be things. Like there's always an opportunity, it seems like.
Always. Yeah, there is.
Every part of life, there's always some crazy opportunity that everyone can take advantage of. Like there's gonna be another one.
You were saying the other day, like if I wanted to just fully invest in crypto, I'd be like a bajillionaire. What's stopping you from doing that? Because I feel like that's what your passion is, bro. As soon as you found out that like this is what I need to do, you went home and did your research, and then you signed into the account.
Yeah.
And then you're bummed it didn't work out. But I'm like, what's stopping you from doing something like that instead of just like F YouTube?
I just think I have too many more things I want to accomplish before I ever did something like that. I just don't think I'm at a point in my life where I'm like,
really
ready to do that. Because I was saying to Eric too, Eric Decker, like as a joke, I was like, yo, you ever think about like, we be doing the most, bro.
Well, yes.
Okay, people, but you also look at us and be like, you guys make so much money, you don't do shit. But like, compared to other motherfuckers, bro, people don't do anything and they make millions of dollars. Like, yes. I was just saying, if I wanted to just liquidate all of my assets, like sell my cars, sell my houses, sell my apartments, like sell my, even.
Okay, maybe not the apartments. That was,
well, okay, but whatever. You know what I mean? If I wanted to, I would just have like a pretty fat chunk of cash. And then if I spent 2 months learning a fuck ton about cryptocurrencies or stocks, whatever the fuck I want, I get good at things I want to learn about pretty fast if I care. I was just saying I could easily just do that and just disappear.
Yeah.
And never talk to anybody again. But I don't want to do that.
What's stopping you from doing like a T-Fox club? So you make your content for your true fans, like your real fans.
You see, I'm getting there. I like when things are my idea. Like when Chase was on here, we went and talked and I went up to have meetings with him because I want to do a club. But I also like when things are my idea and I like them to settle.
Yeah.
And like I want them to be authentic. It's not, I don't want it to be like, yo, we got to get you on a club. Hey guys, T-Fox Club, sign up right now. It's like, that's just, I'm not ready for it. I'm not too focused on too many different things. I want to film a lot of content with my boxing stuff. And then as soon as my boxing event's over, I already in my brain, I've been getting myself hyped up. I'm going to be like so hyped on YouTube because like I was even thinking about it. It's really nice. Like I wake up with kind of the stress of like, okay, I got to go train. I got to go on a run and I got to do this, this, and this. When my fight's over, I'll wake up and be like, I don't have to do anything. What? But like before I used to be like, God, I don't have anything to do. Like I'll just sit here. But now I'll be like, does that make sense? Like, I'm excited to not have anything to do again.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like, I'll be even more motivated to go do whatever I want because, like, right now, I mean, even we're filming this podcast, like, we can't go to the beach today. We could later. But, like, you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
No, it's too sunny today or too cloudy today.
But that's, you get what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, Because, once you finish with the podcast, you're kind of done for the day. You're like, okay, that was a lot of work. Even though it doesn't seem like a lot of work, we're just talking. But there's so much behind the scenes prepping and all that that goes into this. And then we have also another guest. You can't just go, yeah. I don't know what you mean.
I don't even remember where we were just talking about.
What? Were we not talking about?
Bro, that confused me. Like, I feel like I just skipped a conversation in my head.
Maybe.
I'm confused.
You're talking about you can't go to the beach right now because you have so much to post. No?
I don't even remember why I said that. I promise I'm completely sober. Like 100%. I don't remember. I just had like a fucking, I don't know.
I think I
just skipped like 10 minutes. I'm at a loss right now.
All right.
It doesn't even matter.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's bring it back to this crypto. Okay. So, because I feel like that's what so many people are into right now and so many people want to invest in. Like, even me, I feel like I've missed the train.
Oh, we're talking about the club.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, we'll get there. But I have a lot of plans for the club and in the future, but I'll get there.
In the club, are you going to talk about, like, what to invest in with crypto and stuff like that? Like, what your real life doing?
It's going to be, like, a bunch of shit. I'm going to be giving away, like, some sick stuff. And I want to make like really cool, like I don't even like it. That's the thing. It's just I have all these ideas right now and I'm letting them all flow and I'll settle. That's kind of how my brain works.
Okay.
I like get all these ideas and then over time they kind of compile.
Have you subscribed to anybody else's club to see like, okay, I like how they do it on this club. I hate how they do it on this club. I like how they do it on this club.
No, I have seen Logan's club because my friend has it.
Yes.
Nick, shout out Nick, the editor, watching us right now. Yeah, I've seen Logan's and I'm a fan. He does like weekly vlogs, but for Logan, it's different because he kind of completely went off the face of social media.
Yeah, and so that's all you can get.
Exactly.
That's all you can get from him.
He uploads weekly vlogs. He does like giveaways, FaceTimes with fans, a lot of cool, pretty basic stuff.
Yeah, but stuff you plan on integrating to yours?
Yeah, we'll be integrated, but I want to make sure whatever I do in the future, whenever I do it, it's going to be big and it's going to be right and it's going to be the way I want to do it. And I'm also going to be giving away Guaxilla.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm giving Guaxilla to a fan. Not anytime soon. I'm going to wrap it again. I'm going to get new wheels. I'm going to do my whole thing with it first.
Okay.
But I'm going to give that car away to a fan. That's what I really want to do. Like, I think that would just be the coolest full circle thing.
Yeah.
Like, that car has to belong to one of my fans. Like,
yeah, really. You know what I mean? Oh, man, that's crazy.
Right? So I want to do a giveaway. I want to literally give away Guaxilla, 1,000 horsepower, fully built GTR, one of a kind, Liberty Walk.
And this is going to be from signing up from the club when you decide to do it?
It will be something for my club members.
Okay.
In the future.
This is also something I always think about. Say if I wanted to win Guaxilla.
We talk about
it. And I signed up for your club.
And then you actually won?
The legit way. I would have won, huh?
Wow. Like, I don't think so.
I know, that'd be messed up.
Because I would just be fucked up. Like, even if you actually won, it would still be fucked up. I think I would just buy you a GTR just to be like, hey, like you won, congrats. But I'm going to give the real one to somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I would still get you a GTR.
That'd be funny. Because, like, I always, like, you always, like, wonder, like, who's going to win it. Like when Logan was giving away his Dodge Challenger, I was like, what if, like, someone that was, like, in the space that was actually, like, a fan of him won? Like, what would happen?
And the best are when the fans don't react good.
Oh, man. I am the worst.
Danny Duncan is the king of that, bro.
Well, remember when he gave away the fit and he was just like, fuck, no, I gave it to some rich kid. This is dumb.
Yeah. Or something like that. And then he's like, oh, this is what happens when you do videos for real.
Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, how are you going to, like, pick him? Is it going to be completely random?
Oh, it's like, it's an American sweepstakes company that does it. We don't even.
Oh, okay. So it'll be 100% random.
It's like a lottery, basically.
Are you going to film giving it to the guy?
Fuck yeah, bro.
Okay.
This is all in the future, though. Like, again, I want to do the fight thing. I'm going to go crazy on my YouTube content. This is how it works out in my head. I got the fight thing because that's going to do a lot of hype. I'm going to be doing a lot of content throughout May for that. I'm going to be filming a lot of stuff that's going to go on my club. And then after my fight, I'm going to be going crazy on my YouTube content because I'm going to be so motivated from like just chilling. I'm going to be excited to do the opposite of nothing. And then go crazy on the YouTube content. I'm gonna wrap the Lambo, new wheels on the Lambo, wrap the GTR, new GTR wheel, all like do a bunch of fun stuff with the cars, a lot of content with that, launch the club, and then like yeah, just keep excelling from there. I feel like I'd be adapting, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I like when I hear you talk about your plans because I know your plans always work out. You say it and then I don't even gotta doubt this guy because it's like it'll work. Like
no, because that's how like that just makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah,
safe because I'm like, okay, I know what's gonna happen in the next 6 months. Early, like I don't, but like in my head, I like have something I'm kind of gravitating towards.
Nine times out of ten, you always speak into existence. So
exactly, which, that's how it works for me, bro.
Yeah.
Like last night, Buttery Films was here, and this guy was like, "Oh, you got the Millie play button," and I was like, oh, and then Shane was like, "Oh, the 10 one's right there," and he's like, "I'll never have the 10. And I was literally thinking, all it takes is for you to change your sentence,
yeah,
to saying, "I really want that." But seriously, it's that simple, and it actually blows my mind that some people don't actually have that.
Yeah.
I've watched myself manifest things since I was, like, a child, bro. I literally, from an early age, I would obsess over a certain toy I wanted. I'd only watch YouTube videos about it until I owned it.
When's, like, the first time?
So, like, I just feel like that's how my brain works.
I feel like that's what happened with the skate park. Like, remember we wanted that Phoenix Reventon deck? But that Phoenix Reventon deck was, like, the most overpriced deck on the market.
Yeah.
And somehow we were like, we're going to get it. I don't know how we're going to get it, but we're going to get it. We got it through trading, bro. Just like, I'm going to trade this deck for this deck and this deck.
It's the idea of like all you think about until you have it.
Yeah.
And it just happens because your brain just figures out how to get towards something. And it's crazy that some people just don't have that natural instinct or just don't believe in themselves.
No, it's because when it happens, they don't even, because it how, just because it, you got it and it wasn't how you expected you got it. Like, it's not how they expected it. It's not how they saw it was gonna happen, so they discredit it right away. Even though like technically you got the Phoenix Reventon deck, but it was used hand-me-downed. It wasn't brand new out the box.
Right.
So and I can see how that can discredit somebody. Like, oh, I wanted it.
But I want to do it the right way.
Yeah. And I think that's what hurts people. At the end of the day, you got it and that's all that matters.
That is true, because Buttery was even explaining to me. I was like, bro, if you wanted to have 10 million subscribers, because this is the same conversation. If you want to have 10 million subscribers, if you just speak it into existence with your fans, they'll start subscribing and they'll tell people, oh, Buttery's trying to get to 10 mil. You kind of like speak it into existence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It may not be the way you wanted it or how you envisioned it, but it'll happen as long as you keep pushing that narrative.
Exactly. And it's just, it all comes down to the mindset. And if you don't want it, you're not going to get it. If you want it, you'll get it. But he was also overthinking his like image, and he's like, oh, you know, like you said, from the Phoenix Reventon thing, he's like, oh, you know, like I'm really working hard on building my brand a certain way. And I was like, okay, well, that's just you overthinking your brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like go make a bunch of videos about pogo sticks and get all the pogo stick fans, and then make a bunch of videos about go-karts and get all the go-kart fans. You know what I mean? There's ways to do it.
Yes.
But I guess you're right. Some people are stuck on doing it the perfect way.
Yeah. And I think that's what
and that holds, gets in the way.
That gets in the way. That holds people back, because I could think of it with a million things. Like I can think of like, yeah, a million things of how I spoke something to existence, but I don't give it credit because it's not how I wanted it to go. But I, at the end of the day, I got it.
I love that, guys. Believe in yourself. Like seriously, believe in yourself. Like I mean it from the bottom of my heart. How I just said with full confidence that the next 6 months of my life are going to look like this. I mean that. Like I'm not just saying that to like talk shit. Like I actually just mean that from within. And if it doesn't happen, that's not God's plan. And I ain't going to stress about it.
No, but it, like, and if it does happen, like maybe not in the 6 months, but maybe it happens in a year and it's not how you thought it was going to happen, at the end of the day, it still happened.
You got towards that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying these things will happen in 6 months. Again, they could take 2 years. Mm-hmm. I could still be making YouTube videos in 4 years. Who knows? So believe in yourself, young lads.
Hey, bro. Okay. First of all, too, I wanted to talk about like the merch game. Okay. I feel like YouTubers haven't been pushing the merch. Like if you watch me, like, they're like, I don't know. I feel like it's not that big of a deal anymore. Like it used to have that spark. Why is that, you think? Because do you think people will like care less about it?
I just think people put so much heart and soul into like one thing and it kind of becomes burnt out. I mean, speaking for myself.
Do you think it's played out or do you think like?
I don't think it's played out.
Not at all?
No, I mean, Nelk's crushing it. You know, like there's a bunch of people crushing it, selling merch. We do merch for influencers and we're killing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree.
But like me personally, I just think like I'm busy in a lot of different ways and I don't think I can put as much passion towards it as I'd like. I do. I have a drop coming out. I'm not pushing it as much. So I could see the same for Logan, not pushing Maverick Club because he's working on bigger things. Maybe he doesn't care as much anymore or right now. And he's got bigger things he's focused on. You know, things are exciting for a couple years and they get old. And then there's the new guys that do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's still people probably killing merch, but I agree. It's not like nearly as big of a thing.
Yeah, because like you have a whole bunch of merch sitting in there from a bunch of different YouTubers. And I was like thinking, I was like, I've never even seen anyone like
promote this
ever. It's just like them giving it to you. And I like, I get it. That's a cool way to do it. Maybe they do promote it on their YouTube channels and I'm just not
following
or skipping at the
but
right
time. They
times.
Really don't, bro. Influencers are the worst of that too. Us working for YouTubers, because we have a merchandise company. We fulfill merchandise and we build brands. It's called Premier Icon. Check us out on Instagram. IKON. But no, we can definitely see that in a lot of people. Like just the motivation and...
What do you think the reason is for that? Do you think it's because it's like a cringy narrative? Because I don't see
it. I think a lot of them overthink it like that.
Or they're just not proud of the merch, and so they don't try to push it.
I've seen, most of the times I have seen in people we work with are them overthinking that it's cringy or that their fans are going to think they're a sellout. When in reality, I always tell people, if you actually seriously think your shit's cool, like if you actually think that your merch is dope and you wear it because it's cool and you actually think that,
yeah,
people will think it's cool.
No, when Adam gave me his one of his t-shirts, his Adam LZ t-shirt, I was like, bet. And then because of having that, now I'm like part of the YouTuber, you know?
Yeah.
And then when people come up to me, you're like, oh, bro, I watch Adam LZ all the time.
And you know you're the same kind of person.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I like about merch. But I've noticed like in the recent years, it's been declining. And I just want to know, do you think it's because people think it's so cringy? How people can get better at that?
I just think the main characters of people you've seen promoting merch, I think they've just gotten burnt out on it a little bit.
Okay.
Like.
Is that how you felt? You've gotten burned out on it?
I've definitely gotten burnt out on it, but I'm at a point now where I'm just trying to do things cool and how I want to do them. For a while, I was on a wave of just like, wake up, grind, 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 make money, make money, make money. When it's like, instead, I want to take the slower route a little bit more like you're doing with your YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm doing that with my YouTube right now. I'm just trying to step back and figure myself out and I'm trying to make the necessary changes, the same for my clothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of taking a step back from it. I'm letting it morph into what I want it to be, taking my time with it. That's what I'm personally doing. I don't know what everyone else is doing. But yeah, I just think it's just with time, you know? People get over things.
Yeah.
Think how many influencers had brand. Like, dude, Jake Paul's not pushing merch. Logan Paul's not pushing merch.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
FaZe Rugg's not pushing merch. Like, none of the big YouTubers that always had merch are even
pushing
talking
it.
About it. Even me included, bro.
Someone that is pushing it pretty well is Bubba Town. I will admit, George Janko, he's the only one I see actually pushing it.
Yeah, he does a great job, and his stuff is sick, too.
Yeah.
He just had a whole new drop, a whole new line. So a big question I get all the time is, like, Tanner, how did your skin get so much better? And right now, it's not. Like, I've been training, and I kind of sometimes do a bad job at cleaning my face. Another thing with the stoner thing, a little shittier at hygiene. For real.
Because you just get lazy.
You just get, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? But... People ask me all the time, like, what would you do to take your to get your acne away? And I always tell people, and I like to warn them, I took Accutane. If you've never heard of it, it basically changes your genetics. What it does is it stops your, I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but somebody told me this, so I hope they're not wrong. Because this is what I've been telling you.
Source, trust me, bro.
Yeah, source, trust me, bro. It teaches your body to stop producing oil, and then it teaches your body how to, like, reproduce oil and start doing it again in a more efficient way. So you have less oily skin or some shit, right? So it changes your genetics. So, and I also heard somewhere that it's like borderline fucking like toxic pills. Like they're gnarly. So you're supposed to take this pill every day for like a year straight. And it worked for me. You go through a phase of like your skin gets really, really dry. Because again, you stop producing oil. That's like what it's what it's trying to do. Your skin gets really, really bad first. It brings all the shit out.
It's got to get ugly before it can get pretty.
Yeah, it gets really bad. All this shit comes out, and then it slowly starts clearing up. And that's literally what I did. I tried everything. A big two things for anyone out there with acne, I thought it was important to talk about because a lot of people struggle with it. Don't touch your face. That is one of the most important things that people would not even think of. Touching that shit makes it spread. I'm guilty of it, too. I just did it probably while I'm doing it right now. Look at me doing it right now. Don't touch your fucking face. Try to stay away from dairy as much as you can. It's not like the biggest deal, but it definitely has an effect. But the Accutane, the biggest problem with it is the mental side effects. And that's actually where I think I first started experiencing mental health issues was because of the Accutane. So I see viral TikToks of people saying like, oh, Accutane did it for me, blah, blah, blah. And I always got away to comment because I just don't want anyone to go through what I went through. And you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to get anybody pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the doctor tells you that, like, so much, bro. Like, it is the big... Because you'll have a deformed baby, bro. And they don't want nobody seeing that.
Yeah.
They don't want caused by Accutane, bad for the news.
Yeah, so bad.
Bad for the news. So they literally tell you every time you go to the doctor, four times, don't get anybody pregnant. Don't get anyone pregnant. And then they say, don't drink, don't smoke. I smoked a lot while I did it. But I got like really bad depression and anxiety from it. So that's why I always tell people, like, try to, like, that is last resort. And your doctor should also tell you that, that is absolutely last resort. You should try everything else, all the skincare routines, changing your diet, don't touch your face, and then try Accutane because it's pretty gnarly. And yeah, I wanted to just come on and say that really quick because I get a lot of comments about that. And people say, oh, your skin looks so good. Probably not right now. These fucking masks, bro.
They'd be killing it. Bro, I never break out. But since I've been wearing these masks, bro, you get these nice little...
It's only fucking here, too. It's only below your mouth.
Yeah. It's like, for me, it's like it gets right underneath my chin.
Here, for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right there. Bullshit. Or by behind here.
Oh, because all the dirt's rubbing right there. And plus, we're so bad. We go to the skate park. We do our thing. We ride and we're sweating. And then we go and put a mask on, which does not help at all.
Yeah, true.
And the same mask. We always reuse the masks.
I've had the same three masks in my car for a year.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It is so gross.
I need to buy new ones.
Like, if anything, that's not helping us at all. But like, when you go and buy a mask, it's so inconvenient because you're like, I'm really wasting money on this right now. And then here you are with a gross, crusty old mask that you should replace.
Dude, do you think, I think COVID's finally low-key coming to an end. Is it? Do you think?
Okay, I don't want to say anything, but
I feel like it is.
Like, if you go to any other state besides California, what mask?
Bro, even in the mall here, I went to the mall yesterday, half the people weren't even wearing a mask.
Really?
Yeah, in the mall.
No, so yeah, I was at...
It's nice. It's actually kind of nice.
Well, okay, usually, like, I notice, like, when you, like, it's a mom and pop, not a chain, like a mom and pop shop, no one's wearing a mask. But then once it's, like, a chain, like a Walmart...
You have to.
You have to, because yeah. It's, like, regular.
The corporate tells you to. No, I'm glad, though, bro. Masks don't do anything anyways. They never did. There's articles about this, bro. They're not helping.
I mean, at first, like, you know what's crazy is, like, I used to have the mask from Japan, right? And I used to wear them here, and I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
And they were over there wearing them for air pollution.
Yeah, or whatever it is. I don't think it's for air pollution. I think it's genuinely just for like, just it's like part of their culture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of it's like, okay, when you're sick, you're supposed to wear one just to be polite because they're so, they literally Japanese people or Japanese culture cares about the other person more than themselves all the time. It's all about trying to make the other person more convenient or more
happy.
Happy, which is pretty cool how they do it. So some is air pollution, some is like allergies, some is just they forget to wear makeup. It's just part of their culture. But so I had a mask that I brought back from Japan and I was wearing it. I remember on our tour, I was wearing it to Canada. And then when the pandemic happened, I was like, oh, I got a cool mask from Japan. I got a babe mask. It's super sick. And then now I'm like, oh my gosh, why?
Love so, these things,
yeah,
bro.
I have these things.
COVID coming to an end, hopefully.
Yeah. Which date? What month? Do you think it's this month? Like July?
This summer.
This summer for sure?
This summer for surely. I seen some stuff about states starting to open up June.
Yeah, which we got. Texas has the lowest. Okay, source, trust me, bro. Texas has the lowest
COVID thing, and they stopped the mask mandate.
Which is crazy.
Did you hear again? Source, fucking trust me, bro. We get all our information from TikTok.
I know.
But like, I seen that New York legalized weed and decriminalized prostitution. Did anybody else hear this?
No, I did not.
Looks like we're going to New York. I'm playing.
Like Oregon, you're allowed to do meth, heroin.
Did you know that there are prostitutes in Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah, my friends went there a couple days ago. They told me about it. I don't want to expose them.
Expose.
You know who they are.
Right? I don't. Oh, exactly. I know.
Who else would it be?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Who else would it be?
Yeah, obviously. And it was even.
He said $80.
Well, what's even crazier is because like in Mexico, you're not making great money. At least I don't think so, unless you're doing prostitution or drugs. Source, trust me, bro. That's just what I think.
They told me girls that go to state in San Diego go down there to work, bro. You know this too?
Yeah, that's like a fact. Like SDSU.
Come in here.
SDSU girls all go down to.
What? Wait, what?
To be prostitutes.
Wait, like.
Come in here.
Like
we got a live
like non Mexico citizens.
Cameron is from San Diego. He's a San Diego local.
My brother goes down there every once in a while too, and he has some stories that I don't want to say.
Well, you gotta get closer to the mic.
They all go down there and just freaking prostitutes or just like strippers or just
wait. Are they like not they're not Mexican locals going down there.
No, girls like from SDSU girls
like girls like born with American citizens.
Yeah.
Go there to work.
Yeah. Or I mean like get some extra money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean damn, get your bag, girl. Get your bag. I mean,
I'm
what's
glad
better?
He confirmed it, bro.
What's better, the prostitute girl or an OnlyFans girl?
A fucking OnlyFans girl. Are you kidding me? What?
I'm just saying.
Tell me the difference.
Obviously, I would choose the OnlyFans girl, but.
Think about it. I mean, it depends on what kind of OnlyFans.
But the same. Yeah, exactly. It depends on what type of OnlyFans. And no one would know. Like, it's not like we're going to. No one important is going to know. It's not like we're going to Mexico for some prostitutes. You know?
Yeah, but like, think about that, bro. Think about that.
Yeah, but like, they probably have like the SDSU girls, in my opinion.
For $80.
No way.
$80.
Bro, if you probably want that SDSU
I heard.
Girl, it's probably more expensive.
Huh?
If you want the SDSU girl, it's probably more expensive. No?
Nah.
$80?
I heard stories, bro.
I mean,
$80 to $100.
I mean, girl, get your bag, bro. Like, for real, for real.
I don't know why we just had to go out here and expose this shit.
I did not know that. That like
I didn't either until last night.
I just know about the donkey shows because like back in my old job, bro, there's this guy he used to brag about going. He's like, "Oh, donkey show."
What's a donkey show?
You don't know what a donkey show is?
Is it not a donkey?
No, it's a donkey.
What does a donkey do? Oh fuck!
You know exactly what this donkey does. The poor girl.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Wait. Oh my god, we gotta go.
No, Mexico is ruthless, bro. Honestly, like, a low key, you'd be like,
nah, they said it wasn't that bad.
Going to a donkey show?
Oh, maybe.
Okay, that I'd be thrown up.
Can we go and film our reaction, bro?
Just that'd be
just you
for
and
the
me.
T Fox Club.
Just,
we'll do it.
Oh my god, guys, T Fox Club, we are gonna fuck it. If you even got what we just said, if you even understood what Maverick just fucking explained. Then you know what is to come on the T-Fox Club.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be
honestly, you could post the whole thing on your T-Fox Club.
Yeah, I can. It's my club. So look forward to that this summer. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another Me and Maverick episode. Again, really quick before we end, make sure you are following us on iTunes and Spotify. We do an extended version of this podcast. So if you want to just get used to listening to it over there, you get the entire episode. And then again, I want to say the reason we spoke about drug use in this is, again, for people out there to take whatever they can from it and learn from it and use our mistakes to better their lives. And again, everything affects everybody differently. We in no way condone anyone doing this stuff. We are sharing our experiences to hopefully better your experiences. So thank you guys for listening, having open ears and tuning in. Also, thank you for the love. The podcasts have been crushing it lately.
Yeah, you guys are freaking amazing. Just like our last episode with me and Tanner did what, 90K?
90,000 views just on a Mia Maverick episode, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are really starting to like these episodes more than even having guests on.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Which is so awesome because it's like way less stress on us. Like we don't need to worry about it having.
And we like doing this shit.
Yeah.
It's fun. We love talking anyways.
Boys talking.
So we'll see you in the next episode. It's been Tanner.
Been Maverick.
Peace.